If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A Camden County kebab shop opened back up Sunday to give out free food to anyone who showed up after the husband and wife who owned it were arrested by ICE agents about a month ago. KYW's Vic Ragapathy was there.
At 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, dozens of people were queued up outside Haddon Township's Jersey Kebab, where the shop was offering free food on Eid to thank people for their support. Ever since owners Jalal and Amina Eminet were arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers on February 25th, people have donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to the family and left handwritten notes of love and solidarity on the restaurant windows. Joe Pfeiffer from Haddon Township is a regular at Jersey Kebab.
They're model citizens in this community, so I think we all know why they were targeted, because of the color of their skin and the religion that they hold, which is even more disgusting, but hopefully this will have a happy ending.
Amina was released from ICE custody earlier this month after more than 2 weeks in a detention facility in Elizabeth. The eldest of her four children and manager of the shop, Muhammad, says having her back with the family has meant the world.
Right back to usual, you know, my mom's in the house telling us to pick up our laundry, empty out the dishwasher, make food, set the table, because my mom is the official commander, not only in the kitchen here, but in the kitchen in our house as well.
Jalal has a court date set for May 27th. The family is trying to get Amina's hearing on the same day. The family has had an open immigration case since 2016, and Jersey Kebab is back to selling food during its normal hours on Tuesday. In Haddon Township, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
One of the biggest celebrations brought to the U.S. by Chinese immigrants that was first celebrated in Philadelphia's Chinatown was that of a birthday for an ancient Chinese general turned god by the people he protected. KYW's Nigel Thompson was on hand for another year of the Hoyu Folk Cultural Festival.
Jackson Zhang's grandfather was an original sponsor of the Hoyu Folk Culture Festival, so it means he and his family had to check out the annual celebration while they were in town from Colorado.
It's definitely awesome to come learn, come see, come be a part of everything.
The celebrations kicked off at the Hoyu Chinese Folk Culture Center on Wood Street in Chinatown, where a parade of gods, incense, and music made their way south on 10th Street, across the busy expressway, and into the heart of Chinatown, where the traditional performances began.
This festival is really just steeped in tradition. It's kind of like a taste of China. Almost for us.
Specifically, the Fujian province in China's southeast, where General Hu Min, whose birthday marks the occasion, defended and developed the region, allowing it to prosper all the way back in the 10th century. Wei Chen from Asian Americans United said Philly's celebration was the first in the U.S. and is also a time for many Chinese communities up and down the East Coast to meet.
It's a social event between one state to another state. So this is a great opportunity to interact with each other and also have the culture festival together.
In Chinatown, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A prime piece of land on the Camden waterfront is going up for sale, and the city has high hopes a big project will continue with Camden's revitalization. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty spoke with the mayor about this new opportunity.
The site just north of the Ben Franklin Bridge is the former home of a prison, but new life is coming. Camden Mayor Vic Karstarfin says the state cleared the red tape to give the city ownership, and the location's already generating significant interest from developers.
I think it's the right time now to continue exploring and getting to some opportunities down there. I mean, we got to find the right fit.
You might remember Camden's plan to land the 76ers' new arena there that didn't quite work out. Karstarfin says some sort of mixed use with housing and retail or something else would make sense.
I mean, it's important, man. It really puts a cap over the past decade on our waterfront and how it's undergoing a comeback.
So far, there's no known price on the more than 15-acre property. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.